Safe drinking water might seem like something Americans shouldn't have to think about, given our advanced water treatment systems and environmental regulations. But one town in southeastern Ohio has been struggling with dirty, expensive tap water since last summer. The Allegheny Friends' Julie Grant reports that a string of issues created the problem, but they're not alone.
Stacy Greer's dining room table is covered with gallon-sized jugs filled with tap water. She started filling and dating them last summer after her town, Cadiz, Ohio, just over an hour west of Pittsburgh, issued a boil water advisory that lasted for over a month. A glass of water from her kitchen looked clear, but she could see the discoloration in the larger jugs.
You can see like the tinge of yellows, and then I started testing those, and the pH level was high on them.
Greer has been using testing strips each day to track not only the water's pH, but things like lead and copper, zinc and mercury. She says sometimes the water makes the inside of a jug slick with oil. That's something she also finds in the water tank on the back of her toilet.
So it's like, you know, real thick, gooey, oily stuff.
For her neighbor, Tanya Shockey, the water woes have been even more of an imposition. For much of last summer, Shockey boiled water on the stove to sanitize it before putting it in the bath for her two toddlers. She also did this for her 22-year-old son. Shockey says the water caused an infection in a wound on his foot, so she doesn't trust what village leaders and the Ohio Environmental Protection Agency are telling residents.
They just act like it's nothing. They actually will tell you that there's nothing harmful in the water, can't harm anyone. I have documentation from the hospital saying that it is the water that caused the infection in the open wound. So something has to be going on.
To add insult to injury, she says her water bill is extremely high.
The water bills in this town are ridiculous. Every month, our water bill is at least $300 a month. Yeah, it's terrible.
In the 7 months since that water advisory was lifted, residents say problems with the water's look, taste, and odor persist. Village leaders have offered a variety of reasons and worked on solutions. Cadiz gets its drinking water from nearby Tappan Lake. Last summer, village administrator Brandon Ludwig says extreme weather stirred up sediments in the water.
We had a drought last year. We had excessive heat this year, lake turnover, algae blooms, things like that.
The village has been calling it turbidity, which is basically high levels of soil, algae, and other matter in the lake moving to the village's water treatment plant. In recent years, this region has experienced a drought-flood cycle, indicative of what scientists say should be expected as the climate changes. Ludwig isn't sold on that, but still, he says the weather here has not been normal.
We don't get rains anymore. You know, we get 30-minute monsoons, it feels like. So I know that eroding the creek beds and everything brings a lot of sediment into the lake.
Researcher Zia Lyle isn't surprised to hear about weather patterns causing water problems in Cadiz. For her PhD in engineering and public policy at Carnegie Mellon University, Lyle interviewed water utility managers across the U.S. for a study about how they're preparing for climate change. She says water managers in the West understand the need to plan for increasing drought.
But what most utility managers in areas like Ohio, Pennsylvania, they don't understand that climate change is a whole swath of changes to natural hazards like extreme rainfall, cold water, and freeze-thaw cycles. And so they're still using this historical understanding of their system.
Lyle says many communities need to redesign their water infrastructure to handle the changing rainfall patterns, temperatures, and turbidity. In Cadiz, turbid water from Tappan Lake was partly responsible for the problematic tap water. But the village, along with the Ohio EPA, found that issues at the water treatment plant were exacerbating the problem. They found a crack in the concrete foundation of one of the plant's water filters. This allowed sediments to get into the treated water. That's the same water that was being sent to people's homes. Cadiz Mayor Kevin Jones says it would cost tens of millions of dollars to upgrade the Cadiz water plant, and they're not alone. He says collectively, communities throughout the Ohio Valley need $400 million.
The issue, all the mayors have said, is infrastructure, aging infrastructure.
Researchers like Lyle suggest they could privatize or start working together.
And that's something that's, I think, going to come up more and more is how is it a regionalization effort? Is there some way to help these smaller systems invest in these resiliency measures?
Lyle says many small communities don't want to give up control of their water systems, but experts say there are other reasons that regionalization makes sense. Beyond extreme weather and outdated water infrastructure, CADIS and other rural water systems face another hurdle: the lack of certified water professionals. After the CADIS water manager retired in 2024, the village didn't have a properly certified water plant operator to do the job, something the state requires. Nathan Davis says finding a highly trained water operator is difficult in rural areas.
There's a major shortage of operators in the water and sewer industry. So that is kind of a whole separate problem that affects especially small rural systems really hard.
Davis is with the Rural Community Assistance Program, which worked with CADIS on its water plant problems. He says certified water operators can get better pay, more supports, and have less responsibility in urban systems, and often choose that over jobs in rural areas. CADIS wound up hiring a part-time water manager who comes there after his full-time job in Steubenville, a larger community nearby. At a community meeting in CADIS last fall, Mayor Jones said he doesn't think their 3,000 or so residents who are already paying high water bills can afford the needed plant upgrades. So he's pushing an idea: attract a big water customer, a data center or power plant.
Let's start selling water. Let's start going to these corporations saying, look, we need you to contribute to our infrastructure. You're going to use it, so we need money.
Well, some experts support bringing in a large water customer to offset expensive upgrades. Some at the meeting, like Randy Pogladnik, worry about selling water when they've seen record drought in recent years.
That is the most, I'm going to say it, asinine solution that I have ever heard. To sell more water to huge hogs of water when we're already, you know, 2 years of a drought.
Meanwhile, the Ohio EPA says low levels of certain compounds give the water in CADIS an earthy or musty odor and taste, but don't pose a health risk. In recent weeks, CADIS has re-poured the concrete foundation and replaced the filter at its water plant. The Ohio EPA is awaiting water sample results, but residents say they haven't seen improvements in the water so far. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Julie Grant.